on, come all, throw open the door. Come on, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills, Almighty God has made. Each mountain shouts, each valley thrills to sing the Savior's praise. Come on, come all, throw open the door. Come on, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Oh Lord, I put my trust in you, and never be ashamed. The mighty arm has rescued me, and I will praise. Up your voices in praise to the Lord. Come on, come all, let's gather and worship. Come on, come all, throw open the door. Come on, come all, the song is beginning.
Lift up your voices in
praise to the Lord. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what are the general principles about money that a Christian should follow? And at the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be continuing his study in the book of Isaiah, and he's going to be teaching this afternoon from Isaiah chapter 40, a message entitled Comfort from God. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Psalms, reading Psalms 113 through 118 this Wednesday. Also, again, in your bulletin, there's an insert concerning the Bethel Summer Concert. That's going to take place, Lord willing, on August 26th. There is an added feature here, and by the way, if you're interested in participating in this, I'm just going to read and mention some suggestions here. If you play an instrument or you sing, you want to recite a poem or a scripture, sign up in the kitchen on the bulletin board. There's an added feature to make sure all participants in this concert are well fed and have plenty of energy, and that is going to be a breakfast the day before the concert on Saturday, August 25th, which I believe will take place at 9:00 here at the church, and that will be provided. So that's an added feature and makes me want to come and recite some scripture so I can eat breakfast here. Okay, and then the main insert in your bulletin, refer to that for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, along with other informative information, and also refer to the church bulletin for this afternoon's activities. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 100, and it's verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. And now Brother Olivas will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 37, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you, brother. Good morning once again. And on that note, with the concert, we really do hope and pray that you'll be able to come and partake of this. And I think we're still talking with Brother Thomas and Brother Plicker. You guys are going to have that duet, right? You guys are called the baritones. You guys sing and we bear the tone. But anyhow, with that, but in all seriousness, we do hope and pray that this time will go great for the concert, and we do hope that you guys can partake once again. That song for this morning to start things out with, once again, it's 37, How Great Thou Art. Voices there, but with this song, it's definitely great to know just how great and wonderful of a Savior we do have in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now go ahead and turn your hymnals to 334, Be Thou My Vision. Turn your hymnals to 160. Go ahead and please stand. Turn your hymnals to 160, Channels Only.
Save and cleanse and fill me. before prayer, and please remain standing for prayer. Before prayer, I'm going to give you two reports. Jesse Dickinson, as you know, has a real accident years ago and two brain surgeries, and he's in and out sometimes. We visited with Pastor Greg in San Leandro and the nursing skill facilities, and he needs to change. And he will not sign papers unless Dr. Otero is with him. So we did a lot of paperwork with him, and hopefully put in an assisting living facilities and working with the state. This is the only case that really he need that and he qualify, but he want to work. The people really praise him because he said, "Man, I don't want money from the state. I want to work." But he can't stand. So pray for him. Betty Cianello is now home today. They bring her home. I was there in Pacific Hill, and she's now moving home. They're going to do another week of radiation. She is in a position that are researching only for investigation on this type of cancer. The cancer is so total that they cannot do anything, but they do investigations, and she offered her body for investigations on the matter. So she's calm, family is calm, and I'm so glad that I visit, and everything is it's just, when we trust the Lord, it's a different story altogether. I never forgotten on that June 9 when I hacked my body, and I said, "You're going to die." And Dr. McCormick said, "I know. And it was good to know you." And I told him that, it's just ahead of me, just a few days. And Camille told me the very next day, I went to be with the Lord. So you pray for the family, for the Cianello family, in this very special moment. All right, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we read in Psalm 34, beautiful words. The Bible said, "I will bless the Lord at all time. His praises shall continually be in my mouth." And Father, sometimes circumstances, things that happen to us, block these beautiful texts. "I will bless the Lord at all times." We confess to you, it's hard. When things go well, it's easy to say, "Praise the Lord." But when we have sickness, disappointments, losing a work and things like that, it's very hard. But Father, give us through the Spirit the strength to praise you. And so this morning, as a church body here at Morgan Hill in California in the United States of America, and there in the internet across the world, and then in the radio ministry that broadcasts all the way from San Luis Obispo all the way to San Jose. Father, we pray that we will have a heart of worship at this hour, in spite of whatever circumstances happen to us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will unfold God's word today and make that word alive in our life, so that we can live with more wisdom tomorrow and peace of heart. Father, we have people that need your hand of mercy in their life because they are sick. Helen Manning, Betty Cianello, Ann Peretto, John Bell, Romulo Noriel, Jesse Dickinson, Pedro Apolinar, Mr. Lee. And I just got a text that Nathan Palmer, Jacqueline's boyfriend, is sick in Washington, D.C., and we pray that you touch his body and strengthen him. He maybe eat too much in his birthday. That's what happened, Lord. It happened to all of us. So we pray that he recover. Lord, it's so beautiful to have missionaries. And we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Benal Madena, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, and Laura George, her husband, is always in a very critical condition, for Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and and now looking for a new mission board, and the church has given him the opportunity to be under their umbrella to really work, and his desire is to work in Cuba. Lord, for the informed choice, such a great and a strong mission, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon, and Daniel Lacey in the Road Race Ministry. Father, you have been faithful to this church through 30 years. And as we bring our offerings to you, I know the people of Bethel have learned to give because they love you. That's the only reason they give an offering. They love you. And so bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Lord, I lift up my
Majestic is his name. Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Nehemiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 576. We will be reading Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Nehemiah chapter 1, the entire chapter. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hechaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servants, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, who thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father and our God, we assemble together again today to worship you because there is none like you. You have created all things. and there's nothing we have received that hasn't come from your hand. So we thank you for giving us the Old Covenant scriptures for our learning, so that we may know you and understand your greatness and your mighty works. Thank you for your love and mercy, sending the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us from the wrath to come. We are encouraged by the example of your grace in the spiritual restoration of ancient Israel. We pray that many today will come to know you and believe the gospel and follow Christ and be saved. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his study of your word and the faithful preaching of your word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding and application of the message that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?